to you, Adam.
All right, thank you very much. No introduction this time?
Oh, no. You need no introduction at this time.
I need no introduction. No.
Look at that high onside kick again here, folks.
Cole Brown kicking things off for Dewey. Here's a kick.
Oh,
this is a line drive kick, and that goes over the head of the receiver, and he'll pick it up at the 2, to the 5, to the 10, runs to the right, to the 10, to the 15, and he still goes down at about near the 10.
Great kick. About the 12-yard line where they're going to spot it. Well, just the opposite of what we had seen in the first half with the high, short onside kick. And this one, instead of being a mile high, was a mile long and just over the head of Cowan. He retrieved it back at the 3. Gets about a 10-yard return back to about the 13-yard line. First and 10, Eagles.
Actually, this is our worst field position all day for Claremore Sequoia.
Well, good time for a turnover.
Diaz in a shotgun formation. Receiver intact. Now they'll hand it off. Actually, it'll be a pitch to the 10, to the 15, and he's stuck there at the 15. That's Nathan Stritzky there on the ball carrier.
Drake Shaw comes up with the ball, but they said no, he was down.
Yeah.
He's going to make about a 4 or 3 yard gain on the carry. Give Jonathan Blackman kudos. He was the first man there to – he didn't make the tackle at him, but he was able to turn it back to his linebackers and the help he had coming from the inside to keep it from coming down the sideline for a big gain.
Second down and 6 from Claremore Sequoia's 18-yard line. Diaz in a shotgun formation. Diaz now goes back to pass, throws to his left, caught at the 20, 25, 30, 35, down at the 37. That's enough for a Claremore Sequoia first down.
20-yard gain to Stritzky, his first reception of the night. It comes in a timely manner and gives them their first down of the second half. And we got a flag on the play, it looks like.
There is a flag on the play at the don't see the flag down. Dead ball, personal foul, face mask against Dewey.
So we'll have 15 onto that. And just what we talked about in the halftime show, they've got to keep from having those bite you in the rear end penalties, and there's one right there.
Yeah, that's one thing that I asked Coach Cade about, even off air, was those penalties, and he says, yeah, we're going to have to find a way to, you know, it's disciplined football. That's what it is.
92 yards so far, Adam, in penalties. Just can't have that.
So I put ball the Dewey 47-yard line. Trips to the right. Handoff this time is Fulgencio. Runs to the left to the 45, and he's stuffed at the 41. Yeah, penalties really can hurt a team that, as huge of a game this is.
Well, especially that 12 man on the field that kept the drive alive when they really had them stopped in 4 downs and looked like they were going to get the ball back.
Gain of second down and 4 yards to go from the 41-yard line. Yeah, they're shooting themselves in the foot defensively. They've really only had that one stop. But you need to have another stop here. Shotgun formation for Diaz. A receiver to the right. Diaz now goes back to pass. Throws to his right. Pass overthrows his intended receiver. Looks like Johnny Pryor was the intended receiver. And now it's 3rd and 4.
Diaz is not one of these kids that's going to just sit back there and pick you apart. So they may be better in coverage than chasing him out of the pocket to scramble at him, because he's much more comfortable pulling that ball down and running for yards than he is throwing the ball down the middle of the field.
3rd and 4 from Dewey's 41-yard line. Boy, they love to have a stop here on 3rd down.
Yes, sir.
Diaz in a shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers to the right. Snap. Diaz throws to his right, caught at the 40, 35. Now spins around to the 30, down to 29. And that is Miguel Fulgencio again. And again, Claremore Sequoia converts a third down play and another first down for the Eagles.
That's Fulgencio's second reception on the night, second first down in this drive. And they've already had the ball 2.5 minutes from this second half kickoff.
First and 10 from Claremore Sequoia's 29-yard line. Two wide receivers, actually a receiver on each side. Diaz in a shotgun formation. A wing T, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper this time. And Diaz going to run to the left, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, docked out of bounds to the 2. But this may all come back because the flag on the play looks like it's going to be a hold against Claremore Sequoia.
Yeah, I don't have a number. 62 reached out and grabbed the jersey of Brandon Phelps. And if you and I can see it from this distance, you bet the referee said he threw his flag on it.
Don't have a 62 on the roster.
Right.
For Claremore Sequoia. Well, somebody on that offensive line.
Yeah, it was 62. He's the left tackle. That's the second time I've watched him on a play, and he's not listed on our roster. There it is. Hold.
So it'll be a hold against Claremore Sequoia.
Only amounts to about it was 2 yards across the line of scrimmage, so only amounts to about an 8-yard penalty.
So it'll be first and 18 from the 42-yard line. Actually, the 37, excuse me, the 37. Diaz goes back to pass, has a man open, caught at the 25, 20, breaks one tackle to the 15, 10, docked down to the 9.
That big tight end again, Hunter Chasen.
Hunter Chasen there on the reception. And actually, there was a tackle miss right in the middle that could have downed him at the 20. It's going to be a first down for Claremore Sequoia.
And Jason's got catches of 27 and 28 yards on the night.
Now you're looking at first and goal from the 9. Clock rolling with 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Dewey clinging on right now to a 6-point lead, 27-21. Diaz in a shotgun formation. There's a snap, Diaz. Spins around, breaks one tackle to the 10. He runs to the 5 to the 4-yard line. Jacob Shambles there on the stop. And now you're looking at second and goal now from the 4.
Well, the Doggers have 2 sacks back in the first half, but Diaz, as we've seen, is very elusive back there in that pocket. Shambles just couldn't get a hold of him and bring him down. You called it, buddy. Second and goal at the 4 for the Eagles, threatening to tie the game and maybe take the lead with this possession.
Receiver on each side. Diaz in the shotgun formation. Diaz hands it off to their tailback, and that is Fulgencio.
Kobe.
Runs to the right to the 3, down to the 2.
Kobe Williams, a nice open field tackle. One-on-one with Fulgencio.
Third and goal now from the 3. 7:40 and counting here in the third quarter. Crowd now coming up on his feet here. This is 2 down territory, I believe.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Of course, they've got a field goal kicker that can kick the eyes out of him
right
about 40 yards away.
And I think the Eagles are looking for 6.
You bet.
A receiver on each side, Diaz. Goes back to pass, throws, has a man open, caught, touchdown, Claremore Sequoia. Miguel Fulgencio on a 3-yard reception to the right side, and we're tied at 27.
Yeah, they've not covered that pass. They've thrown that pass 3 times in this drive, Adam, and they couldn't. It's just a little flare out of the backfield. Nobody out there to guard him.
From a drive that started from their own 13-yard line, thanks to a personal foul called back in their own territory. Claremore Sequoia has tied it up, and it looks like they're going to take the lead here on this extra point. There's a snap, hold. No, they're going to fake it. They're going to try to throw it. And they can't wrap him up. Breaks one tackle to the 20. Still on his feet. Now he'll throw it. Passes. It broken up, incomplete.
Why would you do that?
Why? Why do you do that? That is the question. You got an excellent place kicker there, and they decided to do a little trickery and try to go for 2.
They had the lead. Reese can knock the lights out of it from 42 yards away. That's Wow. That's all I got. Wow.
The pass is no good. A two-point conversion. I don't know why you don't do that.
It's now, instead of looking at the lead, it's a brand-new ball game. And what a bullet dodged by the Dogger defense there.
10 plays, 87 yards for Claremore Sequoia. Capped off on a Miguel Fulgencio three-yard pass from Tristan Diaz, and that two-point conversion no good.
That's Diaz.
What a start of that one, because that will be huge coming down the stretch. If Dewey retakes the lead,
oh yeah,
you're gonna look at that and say, why not kick the extra point? You've got a great place kicker automatically.
And a two-point lead is no better than a one-point lead at this point.
And the snap looked pretty good to me, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it as a bad snap.
No.
I think it was designed. They had people in the end zone, and kudos to the defense. They had them covered.
Yeah, yeah, great job there by the defense.
I don't get that at all.
No, I don't either.
My flabber is gasted.
Your flabber is gasted.
And I'm fluxumed.
I tell you what a great atmosphere here. Nice crowd that for Claremore Sequoia fans to come out. Here's a kick. It's a high kick. And let that ball go out of bounds. They didn't do that. I don't know why you didn't do it. It was Dewey's. Who picked that up? It looks like it was Tyler Conley.
Yeah,
why
was.
Did you let that ball go out of bounds in the 20?
I think he was hearing footsteps and thought he better get on it is all he was thinking. And err on the side of caution, so we'll give him credit for doing that. It's going to be just, looks like at about the 21-yard line.
This is first and 10 from Dewey's 21-yard line. First possession for Dewey here in the second half. We are tied at 27.
Brandon Phelps in the slot on the near side.
Here is a handoff. Hunter Brewer runs to the middle to the 30 and dives to the 35, actually to the 20 to the 25-yard line. Third quarter score from Commerce. Nowata leads Commerce 32-14. Second down and 5 from the 26. Hand off again, Brewer. Sweeps to the right to the 30, or just shy of the 30-yard line to the 29.
Gain of about 2. It'll be a short 3 for him.
So now you're looking at third and call it 2. Third and 2 from the 29. Trips to the left, a receiver to the right. Timmons waits for a signal from the sidelines. 12 to go on the play clock. Hand off to Hunter Brewer. He'll sweep. He's in trouble. Can't get a blocker in front of him, and he's going to lose some yards. He's going to lose about 5. That ball down to the 24-yard line.
Now we're going to have to kick it, I'm afraid. There's the elusive stop that defense just couldn't make in the first half.
That offensive line did not do a good job blocking out.
You've got to kick it.
Now Timmons going back to punt. Here's a snap. That's up to high kick. Good kick by Timmons.
Come on, roll.
And roll it to the other side. Well, it's going to caught there at the 40-yard line by Brandon Phelps. So decent field position now for Claremore Sequoia. They've done their job defensively, and now they have a shot here to take the lead. With 5:32 to go in the third quarter, and we're all knotted at 27.
Well, it's their second opportunity to take the lead. They have all reasonable accounts, and Matt Hagenbush has always been a reasonable coach, I thought. I'm still second-guessing him on that extra point call.
Tristan Diaz, the quarterback for the Eagles, now showing a wing T formation. And they'll hand it off. Actually, it's a cornerback keeper, Diaz. Crosses a 40 to the 41.
Yeah, they didn't fool much of anybody on that one. Outside linebacker stayed home. Oh, we got a man down.
Jacob Stevenson there on the tackle, but we got a player down for Dewey.
That looks like Hunter.
Yeah, it looks like, we're not going to speculate, but it looks like Hunter Brewer down at the 40-yard line.
Cole Brown checks in, and that's usually who spells him on defense, so that's That's a key asset to that.
He was down early in the second quarter with shaking up there a little bit, but he came on back. I'd say Hunter has to be exhausted here tonight.
Yeah, he plays like a guy that's 6'3 and 250 pounds. He's just all over the field smashing into people. He's only 5'11 and 180, and that, you know, that might be with some rocks in his pocket. He's not a real big kid.
Well, now we got some of the Claremore Sequoia people now looking at Hunter Brewer and also with the Dewey coaching staff as well. While they attend Brewer, we're going to take a 30-second timeout. 5:16 to go in the third. We're tied at 27. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, Hunter Brewer does get some assistance off the field. Looks like right now looks like a leg or an ankle injury. First and 10, actually going to be second and 9 for Claremore Sequoia from their own 41-yard line. Cole Hawkins has replaced Hunter Brewer. Hand off is Fulgencio. Breaks the tackle to the 45, to the 50. And knocked out of the bounds to the 45. A flag on the play from the 45. This may come back.
And that was the diminutive Daniel Cowan, actually. He's only 5'8". We're going to bring that back.
It's going to be a holding against Claremore Sequoia. A 10-yard penalty. Still going to be second down.
Coach Hagebush said, who was that? And the referee said that's number 10, the tight end.
Under Jason.
Who has played a big game.
So a huge penalty there for Claremore Sequoia knocks him back to the 35.
Fifth penalty, second holding penalty in a row. They've got 55 yards in penalties, and that really helps the cause here. Makes it about, as you called it, second and 15.
Shotgun formation for Diaz. A snap. Diaz goes back to pass. Now he'll throw to the middle and overthrows his intended receiver, Daniel Cowan.
Give credit to Jacob Shambles. He put the pressure on and hit Diaz as he let it go and then pulled off of him to make sure he doesn't get the roughing the passer penalty.
Now you're looking at third and 15 from the 35-yard line. From the 35-yard line of Claremore Sequoia. Dewey has only made one stop today. They've only made Claremore Sequoia just punt once.
And it was a horrible punt.
Like a 5-yard. It looked like tee shots from a golf course. Here's Diaz in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right, or to the left, excuse me. One to the left.
They've got them where they want them right here.
Now man in motion. They're going to play action, and the pass is incomplete. Boy, nice job there.
Kyler Hancock.
By Tyler Hancock to put the hand on Tristan Diaz, and now they force Claremore Sequoia to punt the ball away. There's that stop that we were needing there.
Just getting ready to say that, buddy. There's the stop, and Diaz is a little shaken. Of course, Hagebush, like Coach Cade, uses his quarterback to punt, so he'll stay in there and kick the ball. But
last punt was only 5 yards.
Yeah, he may want to just throw this and let him intercept it.
Yeah, just throw it up in the air.
Yeah, better get Revard's going back. Now Chase gets the signal. He's going back for the kick.
Here's a snap. Gets off a better kick, a line drive kick to Revard to the 40. 45, and dives to the 50 to the 47-yard line. Nice return there by Chase Revard.
Very heady play.
And Dewey will get excellent field position in Claremore Sequoia's territory. It will be first and 10 from the Eagles' 48-yard line. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 27.
And no Hunter Brewer.
Cole. Yeah, they're going to go with Cole Hawkins, yes, in the backfield. They're still attending Hunter on the sideline. Hand off to Hawkins. Breaks one tackle to the 45, to the 40. Spins around to the 35. That's where he'll stand there. And a tackle was made there by...
I think he got the first down. He did. Gain of 11.
Wesley Hines there was the tackler. And now you're looking at first and 10 for Dewey from the 36.
What a weapon he's been coming off the bench for Hunter.
Hand off again to Hawkins, to the middle, to the 35, and knocked down to 32. Yeah, nice backup there for Hunter Brewer. Hunter is still on the sideline. Matter of fact, he's sitting down here. Second and seven from the 33. Hand off again to Cole Hawkins, to the middle, to the 30. To the 25, dives to the 24-yard line. That's pretty close to a first down.
He got it. He got it by 2 yards.
First down, Billy.
And now Cole Hawkins kind of shaken up a little bit.
Well, they've got Drake Shaw coming up next, so get ready
now,
Drake.
Here comes Hunter Brewer.
All right. There you go.
Let's give Hawkins a hand.
First and 10 from the 24-yard line. Hand off, Hunter Brewer. Breaks the tackle to the 20, to the 15, and down at the 10-yard line. Boy, this kid has got 9 lives. Hunter Brewer. Gonna be first and 10 from the 10.
And another first down.
It's actually gonna be first and goal from the 10. And now official stoppage of play, and I think Claremore Sequoia will call a timeout. 3:46 to go in the third quarter. We are tied at 27. We'll keep it right here.
Just got a score in from the Nowata game. It's in the fourth quarter now, still 32-14.
Nowata over Commerce.
Let's see what else we can get for you.
Hey, big thanks to our sponsors here very quickly. ASAP General Store, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farmers Bureau Insurance Agent, Luana Duncan, Barnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. We're knotted at 27. This is Dewey's second possession here in the second half. Claremore Sequoia on the opening drive of the third quarter scored to tie it up at 27.
Has it been a great game or what, Adam?
It has been. And Hunter Brewer, who's been knocked down a couple of times, back on the field. I'd say pass it to the middle. First and goal from the 10. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons.
Brewer's carried 27 times in the game.
And Brewer's going to get it to the 10, to the 5, down near the goal line to the 2. Ball comes loose, but the play was already dead.
Linesman said, no, he's down.
Yeah, he's down at the 1. And that's going to put him back in the 2.
That's a 2.
So second and goal from the 2. Hand off to Brewer again. Now he goes to his right, and he can't get away from the end zone. He's tackled immediately at the 2. Boy, nice tackle, I believe, by Hunter Chasson. And now you're looking at third and goal from the 2.
Yeah, I think you faked the handoff to Hunter on that trap play. I think you skip Blake Timmons outside on the corner.
Now they bring that jumble formation. 2:50 to go in the third quarter, tied at 27. Third and goal from the 2. Jumble formation. Play action, actually gets it off to Hunter Brewer, and he can't get to the end zone. He's down out of bounds at the 2.
Okay.
And now it's fourth and goal. Now what do you do for Dewey?
I think you got to run that bootleg the other way. Use Hunter as your decoy. Get Timmons the other way.
Actually, that's a gain of 1. Fourth and goal from the 1. Jumbo formation again. There it is, fourth and goal from the 1. This to take the lead. And Timmons' pass is caught in the end zone.
Touchdown.
Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. There's a flag on the play. Jonathan Blackman with the touchdown reception, but we'll check about the flag first. The flag was thrown at the end zone. Let's see about the flag.
Interference.
This place will erupt either way.
Yeah. Well, it'll erupt if it's a touchdown, and they'll riot if it's not.
Yeah, it's a touchdown. The Dewey people say it's a touchdown.
Well, we still haven't got an official signal.
Let's see the situation here. Let's see.
Here we go.
A hold against Claremore Sequoia. Penalty declined. Actually, it'll be forced on the kickoff.
All right.
So Jonathan Blackman will get the 1 yard touchdown reception. Dewey retakes the lead. Here is Hot Fox to attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hold, kick on his way. Is it long enough? It is. It's good. Timeout on the field. 1:58 to go in the third quarter. Dewey retakes the lead. 34-27. Doggers on top of the Eagles. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, what a way Dewey retakes the lead on a fourth and goal from the one. Jonathan Blackman on a touchdown pass from Blake Timmons. The extra point good, and it is 34-27 Dewey. And Dewey will kick it off from midfield at the 50 thanks to a
holding
call against Claremore Sequoia after the play. Let's see if they can kick this deep into Claremore Sequoia's territory. Cole Brown to kick it off. High kick, but it's not going to go very far to the 20. Spins around and down at the 22. Nathan Stritzky there on the kickoff return. And Claremore Sequoia will have it from the 22-yard line, first and 10.
I tell you what, this has been an exciting game, and it's been a fun game. Hunter Brewer, here's his stats right now. He's got 30 carries and 193 yards in the game.
Wow.
And you know he's not done.
He's not done yet. No. Tristan Diaz now in the shotgun formation.
Remember that last drive, he was shaking a little bit. We'll see if that has any effects on him.
Here goes a shotgun formation. Stritzky gets the reverse, runs to the left to the 20. And down at the 24-yard line.
Kyler Hancock came from behind and leveled him.
So it'll be second and 8 now from the 24-yard line. Clock running with 1:30 to go in the third quarter. And Dewey clinging on with a 34-27 lead.
You know, about 2 games ago, Kyler Hancock's dad came to us and said, he's changed jerseys. Be sure and call his name. I said, well, if he makes a tackle, I will. And I tell you what, he's been all over the field the last 3 weeks since he changed his number.
Yeah, but he changed it again tonight. Diaz in a shotgun. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper this time. To the 30, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's gone. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Claremore Sequoia. What a nice fake, though, by Tristan Diaz. Fake to the right, goes to the left, sweeps to the left side on a 76-yard run.
Wow.
And now they're an extra point away from tying this game up.
How big is that botched extra point or double two-point conversion now?
That's huge.
Wow.
Now here's Reese Robinette to attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it's good.
Yeah, I think he kicked it out to Highway 75.
And just like that, the Eagles have tied it up. Tied out on the field 58.8 seconds ago in the third. We're knotted at 34. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Hey!
Your voice cuts out every now and then.
Well, what a response there for Claremore Sequoia. 2-play, 78-yard drive. Tristan Diaz on a 76-yard run to tie this game at 34 after the point after was good.
And that gives Sequoia two rushers over 100 yards in the game. Diaz, 103. Fulgencio with 117. And Reese Robinette will tee it up, that big left leg of his. He's kind of built like can't even think of his name now, the kicker for the Raiders, Seabass.
Reese Robinette, there's a kick, and it's going to be fair caught at the 35 by Braden Mackey.
Good catch.
And made so sure Dewey gets pretty good field position, and they'll spot it at the 35, I believe. Actually, the 36-yard line. So first and 10 from Dewey's 36. Clock now at 58.2 seconds to go. We're knotted at 34. Neither team has turned the ball over, which is incredible.
We kind of had a fumbled kickoff return. Kind of have to count.
That's true.
But, as far as handling the ball and passing, uh-oh. Gosh, he knew it as soon as he flinched.
Looks like a false start against Dewey. Yeah. Somebody moved up front.
Yeah, I think that's Travis Owens over there, the 6'1", 215 junior. He knew it. As soon as he stood up, he grabbed his helmet.
So they'll spot the ball at the 31. First and 15 from the 31-yard line in Dewey's territory. Shotgun formation. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. And Hunter gets slaughtered at the 30. And he says hello to Hunter Chassin. Actually gets no gain on the play. It'll be second and 15 now from the 31.
Adam, the penalty bug continues to hound the Doggers. They've got 10 penalties, 97
yards. Handoff to Hunter Brewer. He's down immediately. This time he's going to lose yardage at the 29-yard line. And, boy, he was met up there that time by Reese Robinette. Actually, it's going to lose some yard. Just 1 yard. It'll be third and 16 from the 30.
Looks like a different Eagle defense right now. They're fired up, making plays.
Clock rolling with 7 seconds. And I don't think Dewey's going to hike the football. They're not. They're going to let this play clock go. And that is the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes to go in this one. And we are knotted at 34. Back after this 60-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Third and 15 from the 30-yard line. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Timmons now goes back to pass. He's in trouble. Now rolls to his right. Still rolling. Now he throws, and he just threw the ball away. Well, that was a smart play for Blake Timmons instead of taking the sack. He didn't get away from the tackle box. And now you're looking at fourth and 16.
Well, suddenly the Eagle defense has been able to put together a couple of stops in this second half. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I can barely hear you. There
yeah,
you are.
There you go. Okay.
Hello.
Here's
kick.
A kick.
Good kick.
Nice kick there by Blake Timmons. That puts the kick all the way to the 25, but it's picked up at the 25, to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. 45 to the 50, 45, 40, 35, still gets into the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Claremore Sequoia.
Adam, that's about a 73-yard return.
I'm trying to see who got that.
That was Nathan Stritzky.
Wow, Nathan Stritzky, who caught that at about the 20?
About the 27, 26?
27, 26 will give them about a 74-yard punt return. Holy smokies, and just like that, Claremore Sequoia has taken the lead, 40 to 34. There's wow. Reese Robinette now to attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hole, the kick on its way, and it's good. So just like that, Claremore Sequoia has retaken the lead, and they lead Dewey 41-34. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Yeah.
All I got to say on that punt return was athletic ability by Nathan Stritzky.
Oh, shoot.
He missed. There were at least five missed tackles there. He kept on going.
At him for 10 yards between the 50 and the 40. He was actually backpedaling because they spun him around, and he was going backwards down the sideline until he regained his composure and turned around at about the 35. Tremendous run.
That was a 74-yard punt return for a touchdown.
Better put your seatbelts on. I think we're going to have one heck of a finish.
That's my line. You stole it. That's okay. Here's a kick, and that's kicked way out of bounds.
I think he kicked that right-footed.
I'm sure he did. There's a flag on the play, an illegal procedure. They'll give the Doggers the ball back.
That doesn't sound like much, but he's left-footed. I think he stepped up and kicked that. Pooch kicked it with his right foot.
Man, he's a kicker on both feet.
He's ambidextrous.
I never could do that. Could you?
I can scratch with either hand.
Dewey needs to respond here.
Yes.
Now down by a touchdown, 41-34. Brewer in a shotgun formation, trips to the right. Handoff, Hunter Brewer. Brewer, and he's stopped at the 33.
And we've got one man out trying to block two people, and something has gone wrong here. They've figured out what we're doing, and they've got more men than we can block on the exterior.
Second down at 11 now from the 34-yard line. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Oh, we're going to have a false start. On the Doggers. That's going to be on Jacob DeClose. It's going to be a false start against Dewey. I can see it from up here.
Yep, and over 100 yards in penalties tonight, again for the Doggers. Just can't kill yourself like that.
No, you can't, especially with a good team like Claremore Sequoia. You can't afford to do that. So Timmons in a shotgun formation.
Good time to go to Jonathan Blackman. He's got one-on-one again. Oh, look.
Timmons now goes back to pass, throws, caught by Hunter Brewer, but he's met up immediately at the 27-yard line, and he says hello to Wesley Hines.
He's going to lose 2 yards, Adam.
Actually going to, yeah. Now you're looking at third and 16 from the 29.
I really thought they'd go to Lawton Blackman there. He had one-on-one coverage. Now he doesn't.
Third and 18 now from the 27. Timmons goes back to pass. Throws to his left and underthrows. Looked like Kasten Fry.
I think Fry was supposed to run to the yard marker and do a comeback, and he was running something else there.
And it's a three and out by Dewey, and Claremore Sequoia will get the ball back.
Boy, where has our offense gone?
Well, you can't give it to Hunter Brewer a lot. Jonathan Blackman's only had the ball maybe two or three times.
Yeah, he's got 3 catches for 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of those 3 catches, 2 of them have been for touchdowns.
Crazy.
There's a snap.
And oh, no.
Oh, bad kick.
Going to get a good roll. And maybe
it does get a great roll.
Oh. And Chase Rivard wasn't thinking. He just reached out and touched that ball, so it'll be blown dead where he touched it. It was still rolling.
It was still rolling. It was probably going to go about the 40.
And you can tell by his body language, he knows he messed up. He's disgusted with himself.
And the ball's going to be placed to the 48 in Claremore Sequoia's territory. Gets excellent field position there.
10:21 left to play. Need a turnover,
Adam. With the lead, 41-34. Wing T formation for the Eagles. 2 wide receivers to the right. Play action. Diaz goes back to pass. Still going. Spins around to the 40, to the 50, and down at the 41-yard line. Another tough run by Tristan Diaz, and gives the Eagles a first down.
They had him wrapped up and just couldn't bring him down.
How many missed tackles did Dewey has had here tonight? A bunch. They're in Doggers territory now from the 41-yard line. Jacob Shambles comes out of the ball game.
You don't say that very often.
No. .950 and counting. Eagles with the ball and the lead, 41-34. Two wide receivers to the left. Diaz, play action. He's going to bootleg it to the right, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, and knocked out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Actually, be knocked out of bounds at the 30. That's close to a first down, and I think they're going to give it to him.
Yep, they did. He got 11 yards. Back-to-back runs of 11 yards for Tristan Diaz. Moves the chains and, more importantly, keeps the ball out of the hands of Hunter Brewer and the Dogger offense.
I think the momentum has favored the Eagles here in the last few minutes of this ball game.
Yeah, that's like saying the Grand Canyon's a ditch. That's an understatement.
First and 10 from the 30. And now a handoff and runs to the 30 to the 26-yard line. That handoff that time.
Nathan Stritzky took that one.
I believe it is Nathan Stritzky with the ball carrier.
Would I lie to you?
And a gain of 2 makes it second down and 8 from the 28. Clock rolling with 9:10 to go in the ball game. Dewey trails 41-34. Diaz in a shotgun formation.
Well, we need a turnover, Adam.
Need one really bad. Play action, Diaz. Pass is incomplete. Kind of bobbled there a little bit. And that was a tie-in, Hunter Chasson.
Well, we kind of had him covered on that play for the first time. And he doesn't catch well in traffic. Now he's gimpy.
Now you're looking at 3rd and 8 from the 28.
He rolled over Colby Williams. Colby's a little shaken. Hunter Chasson's gimping back to the huddle. A lot of walking wounded out there on that field tonight.
This has been a hard-knocking football game here.
A slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker, according to my good friend Tim. Play clock down to 5 seconds. They better get to the line of scrimmage here. 4, 3, 2, 1. They're not going to get it off. Actually, that Claremore Sequoia and Matt Hagelbusch will call a timeout. So timeout, Claremore Sequoia with 8:56 to go in the ball game, and it's the Eagles 41 and Dewey 34. Again, a big thanks to our sponsors, ASAP General Store, Hughes Lumber, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint. .8:56 to go in the game, 41-34, Claremore Sequoia on top of Dewey. The conclusion of our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you for week 9 of high school football.
Well, Adam, with the exception of the passing game that Wyatt Steigerwald had at Nowata, this looks a lot like that championship finals team that Matt had at Nowata. They've got the wing backs that can run the ball. They have the tailback that can run the ball. They have the quarterback that can make – they keep you guessing at where they're going with the ball. And that's, you know, third down, and you got them in third and long where you think you want them, but will they give it to Fulgencio? Will Tristan Diaz try to keep it where he handed off to Spritzky? So it really mixes it up well.
Diaz now in the shotgun formation. 3rd and 8 from the 28. Diaz now back to pass. Breaks one tackle. Now he'll run. He has some room to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20. Breaks one tackle to the 10. Breaks another tackle to the 5. Still on his feet and down at the 2. Nobody cannot wrap up Tristan Diaz. And now Claremore Sequoia has it 1st and goal.
And two Doggers literally knocked each other off the tackle, one from behind and one in front, and they hit themselves as they were tackling him and just glanced off him. He kept on going down to the 2. Well, marking about the 4, like three yard line, they're going to call it.
How many players did the Doggers couldn't wrap up?
Well, there's only 11 out there, so we know it's not more than that.
No, there was a bunch.
He looked like a pinball.
First and goal now from Dewey's 3-yard line. And they're going to hand it off to Fulgencio, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Claremore Sequoia. Miguel Fulgencio with a 3-yard run. And now Claremore Sequoia has increased the lead to 13, 47, 34. How huge is that punt return?
Oh, my.
That has changed the momentum of this game.
It surely
to
did.
Claremore Sequoia. There's Robinette's extra point. Kick is up and good. Timeout on the field. With 8:11 to go in the game, it's Claremore Sequoia 48 and Dewey 34. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Dongers Football here on Real Country KRIG. Claremore Sequoia on that drive, 6 plays, 52 yards. And Miguel Fulgencio, been a hard name to pronounce tonight, a 3-yard run. The point after good, it's 48-34.
Well, Coco Crisp has knocked in the first run of the game, and they're in the top of the seventh at Wrigley. It's Indians 1 and the Cubs 0.
Come on, Cubbies. Here's a kick. High kick. Yeah, let that ball go. Yes.
Slide on the plane.
That kick brings me memories.
It used to drive us crazy.
It did drive us crazy.
Why does he do that? But you're not going to get a kickoff return for a touchdown against a Matt Hagenbusch coach team, I guarantee.
No, you're not.
I guarantee you.
Must be a strategy. It worked in Nolwata. Certainly it's worked here tonight.
He says, you know what? We're going to kick it out of bounds. You're going to have to go 65 yards every time.
All right, see how Dewey can respond here with 8:11 to go in the game, down by 2 touchdowns, 48-34.
Hunter Brewer's gone in the slot now. Now he comes back to the backfield.
I think you got to give it up to Jonathan Blackman here. First and 10 now, all flags all over the place. Going to be a false start against Dewey.
Yeah.
Again, Dewey is shooting themselves in the foot for too many penalties.
12 penalties. 107 yards in the game. It just bites you in the hind end every time.
Bites you in the booty?
In the booty.
Oh, the booty.
Make a booty call.
There's a snap, and Brewer passes caught there by Brandon Phelps.
Yes.
At the 40-yard line. So nice pass and nice reception there by Brandon Phelps. That's a 10-yard gain, makes it 2nd and 5 from the 40. They're going to have to hurry up that offense here. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer to the 40, 45, 50. Spins around, breaks one tackle to the 45, down at the 43-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. It's probably Hunter's longest run here in the second half.
Hey, he's got 210 yards on the night. 210 yards on 34 carries. He's been the workhorse.
First and 10 at Claremore Sequoia's 42-yard line. Clock running, 7.5 to go in the game. Dewey must score here to keep pace against the Eagles. There's Timmons' pass is caught at the 30 to the 27-yard line. That's Brandon Timmons again. Brandon Phelps again. That's enough for a Dogger first down.
Timmons looks comfortable in the pocket back there. He just dropping back, throwing darts.
First and 10 from the 27. There's a snap. Timmons fires the pass, overthrows again to Brandon Phelps at the 15, and makes a 2nd and 10.
And you can't get in the danger of locking in on one receiver. You got to see the entire field. That time, maybe Brandon wasn't quite as open as he had been.
39. Here's a shotgun formation by Blake Timmons. There's a snap. Timmons pump fakes. Now throws to his right and overthrows to Kaysen Fry. And yeah, you're looking at third and 10.
Fourth quarter score 39-24. Nowata still leading Commerce. That's again in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Tim.
Sadai.
And thank you, Dawn Osborne.
Sadai.
Thank you, Hoop.
Big play right here,
Big
Adam.
Big play right here. Third and 10 from the 27-yard line in Claremore Sequoia's territory. Play clock down to 15 seconds. Clock at 7:02 to go. Trips to the right. Timmons pump fakes, and he'll throw down the middle. It's caught at the 12-yard line. That's Jonathan Black. No, it's Hunter Brewer on the reception and gives the Doggers a first down. It's a 15-yard gain.
That's just what they needed. 150 yards passing for Timmons on the night, too.
Trips to the left this time. Hand off, Hunter Brewer. And he won't get away this time down at the 12, right at the yard of scrimmage. Wesley Hines there on the stop.
Armstrong on the tackle.
Second and 10 now from the 12.
Hunter could carry the ball 40 times tonight.
It's a possibility. Blake is going to keep it. Runs to the 10, to the 5, and he dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Blake Timmons on a 12-yard run right down the middle. And Dewey only down by one touchdown.
Got to have an extra point right here.
What a response for Dewey. They needed a score. They got it. Blake Timmons, a 12-yard run. And now this very important extra point here can cut it within 7.
The junior place kicker is going to line up, see if he can get it through the uprights.
Snap, the hole, kick on his way. Is it good enough? It is. It's good. And the point after good. A timeout on the field. 6:20 to go in the game. Better fasten those seatbelts, fans. Dewey trails Claremore Sequoia 48-41. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Houston. Damn. Yeah, I like that. Ching-a-ling. Bam. Nate Dogg. Act 20. Track stars.
What a drive for three that began their own 35, a 65-yard drive that was 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 plays. So a good drive there by Dewey to cut the lead within a touchdown, 48-41. This kickoff very important. I think you kick it deep.
That's the consensus in the press box. Yeah. I took an unofficial poll.
I think on a 5-0 count.
Yeah, I pulled
6-0
the guy.
Count.
It was unanimous.
So here's this very important kick here. And they're going to
get
it inside. And I think Dewey's picked it up. Dewey has picked up the onside kick. And what a gutsy call there.
Tyler Conley.
By Tyler Cade. But there is a player down. Actually, he's back on his feet. Oh, what a gutsy play. Jake Wilhite was the one that shook it up there. But Dewey gets excellent field position from Claremore Sequoia's 49-yard line. 6:20 to go in the game.
Well, that's why we're not coaches and we're up here, Adam.
Oh, I know. That's why they get paid the big bucks.
That's right.
What a gutsy call.
Look at this formation.
Trips to the right. Now hand off to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the middle to the 45, down to the 44. Now the momentum has changed.
Oh, yeah.
To Dewey.
Oh, Nelly, we got a barn burner.
Second and 5 now from the 45-yard line.
36 carries for Hunter tonight.
Again, trips to the right. And Timmons going to keep it to the 40. And he's just short of the first down. About 2 yards short. It's down about the 41-yard line.
Have you ever seen that first kernel of popcorn pop when you're cooking it on the stove? That's what Brandon Timmons looked like. He popped up and tried to get that extra yard. Came down hard, just a yard shy. Third and one.
Timmons in a shotgun, low snap, hands it off to Brewer, and has the first down for Dilley. Crosses the 35 to the 33. So they'll spot it at the 33-yard line. First and 10, Doggers.
18 trips, first downs.
Trips to the right. They get a low snap. Timmons runs to the 30 and down to the 27-yard line. I got my seatbelt fastened. I don't know all the fans. I don't think they have theirs on.
They're too busy jumping and standing and cheering. They're having a great time.
Second and three from the 26. Hand off to Brewer to the cross the 25 to the 24.
About a yard short, Adam.
Yeah, he's about a yard short of the first down. Now you're playing hard-nosed Dewey offense right now.
Just smash-mouth football. Hey, you couldn't have wrote a better script on Friday Night Lights than you got right now.
I don't know either. What a script here tonight. Third and one from the 24. Clock rolling, 4.5 to go in the game. Hand off to Brewer. Has the first down near to the 20-yard line. This kid, Hunter Brewer, has 9 lives. And now again, you got trips to the right. One receiver to the left. 4.5 to and counting. The snap. Timmons rolls. Now throws to the middle. Oh, he intercepts the pass. The pass intercepted to the goal line. He's going to keep it at the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Still on his feet to the 25, to the 27-yard line. I don't know where Blake Timmons was throwing it to because there was nobody down in the end zone. Wesley Hines is the one that picked it off.
I think he expected Jonathan Blackman to come across the coverage, and he turned it into a deep post, and he just wasn't there. And there's the turnover that we didn't need.
First and 10 now from the 27-yard line in Claremore Sequoia's territory. Tristan Diaz out with it. And it's going to be handoff to Fulgencio. Runs to the 30, cross the 30 to the 35.
Why not? He's had a big game tonight. He's got 9 more.
He'll spot it at the 35. It'll be second and 2.
And the clock has now become a factor.
Now, Dewey only has one timeout. No, actually, they have all 3 of their timeouts.
Yes.
Claremore Sequoia only has 1. You need a couple of stops here.
We need a loss right here, or a turnover.
Diaz in a shotgun formation.
He's going to milk the play clock too, Adam.
Receiver on each side. Fulgencio with the ball carrier. Runs to the right to the 35, to the 40, down to the 42-yard line, and has an Eagle first down.
Yeah, nobody touched him for 5 yards. He just ran through air.
And now I think Dewey will call. Actually, they're going to measure this one first.
I think we got a kid down for Dewey.
Oh, we got a kid down from, and it's from Dewey. Yeah, Dewey player is down near the Claremore Sequoia sideline. Well, I don't know who that is. It's kind of hard to see from up here in the press box. Well, now the momentum has shifted again. How many momentum shifts have we had here today?
I think this is 3rd shift.
Yeah. And Tim Howell just picked up a football.
Hey,
nice throw.
We got a final. Looks like it's 46-24, Nowata over Commerce.
46-24, Nowata beats Commerce, so a huge win on the road for the Ironman.
Ironman's still in it.
Yes.
I'm gonna cherish that. That's my Bulldogger football.
Well,
look at
you
there.
Go ahead.
I can't take it back to the Ironman class reunions, but I can.
No, because they'll throw you out.
Put it on my desk there at Arnold Mornikamp Funeral Home.
I want to thank those folks for allowing you to come help me do these broadcasts.
Well, it looks like it's Chase Rivard, and he's up.
Yeah.
With a little help and getting a big ovation from the home crowd and also the Claremore Sequoia. Back to your point, yeah, I've got guys like Tom Willis and Ron Cornett and Kenny Seals and Rick Conaway who cover for me when I'm on call and up here for you. And they just they do it because they are team players and they like to see me have the personal chance to do this. They know I enjoy it, so.
You got a wonderful staff, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Great staff to be around.
They are all sold on the idea of helping people at the worst time of their life, and they do a great job of it. And we've got 3 minutes and 19 seconds of football left to play.
First and 10 now from the 42-yard line. Shotgun formation for Tristan Diaz.
And they're just going to milk this play clock. They started to play the game clock as well when they spotted the ball after the injury. So it's inside 3 minutes when they snap it.
Now the snap, Diaz runs to the middle to the 45 to the 46-yard line. And now Dewey will call the first of their three timeouts. 2:55 to go in the game. Claremore Sequoia up 48 to 41. Next week, we will be in Nowata as they will take on Oklahoma Union. It'll be Senior Night and Military Appreciation Night. Meanwhile, Dewey will go to Sperry next week, and Claremore Sequoia will take on Webster.
That little bitty kid with the big ears that used to be on TV?
Yeah.
Okay. They ought to beat him.
They should. They should.
Well, barring a fumble, the Doggers must come. I mean, it's going to be three plays before Sequoia gives it up.
Yeah. So it's second and eight from the 45-yard line. We got a final out of Chisholm tonight. Chisholm blasts Pawhuska 56-10.
Jeez.
Pawhuska's had some injury issues here the last couple of weeks.
Well, Chisholm's just pretty darn good.
Yeah, they are. Handoff is to Fulgencio. Runs to the right to the 50 and near the first down.
He's going to be about a
half a yard short.
Yeah, that's good.
And clock's still running. It's going to be third and one in the Dogger territory at the 49. Need a Dewey stop right here. Actually need a Claremore Sequoia stop right here. If you can stop him here, you can call a timeout.
I don't know why they didn't go ahead and call it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Now you're wasting some time.
Exactly.
Play clock down to 5 seconds. Four. Now the snap, Diaz. He's going to keep it. First down, Claremore Sequoia has more to the 40. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Five dives in the end zone, but you're going to say stop at that 1 yard line. And a nice saving tackle for a touchdown. It looks like Brandon Phelps. And now you're looking at first and goal for the Eagles.
202 yards rushing for Diaz tonight with that
run.
Wow.
I think he's a better runner, really, for a quarterback than I.
He had a 76-yarder, now that 48-yarder, a 26-yarder. So he's had a good night. Take away about 16 yards in sacks and had an even better night.
First and goal now from the two, officially. Two wide receivers to the left side. The snap, Diaz. He's going to walk in the end zone for a touchdown. Tristan Diaz on a 2-yard run to the right side, and that might, friends, will seal the deal.
I think that's going to be the nail in the coffin because you know there's no chance for a kickoff return.
How huge was that turnover?
Yeah.
For Dewey on their last possession? Reese Robinette will now attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, hold, kick, on its way, and it's good. So timeout on the field. 1:36 to go in the game. It's Claremore Sequoia 55 and Dewey 41. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to Dogger's Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Last drive for Claremore Sequoia, 6 plays, 73 yards, capped off a 2-yard run by Tristan Diaz for Claremore Sequoia.
But the backbreaker was that 48-yard scamper.
Absolutely.
Mercy.
And it's 55-41, Eagles on top of the Doggers.
Well, we know where the kickoff's going to go, so.
Out of bounds, yeah. We'll just might as well just say what we got to say here, not even worry about it. Well, tonight's game is 55 points, been the second most that Dewey has given up this season. Here's a kick. Oh, it's going to have a return here. Nope, it's not.
And it skips out of bounds.
Skips out of the one. I got to ask Matt Cunningbush that question. I said, you know, I never did ask you this when you were in no water. Why are you doing it now?
Well, you don't give up the big momentum turner.
No, you really
don't. I mean, it's never going to be a kickoff return for a touchdown.
So they'll spot the ball at Dewey's 35-yard line.
Really
a lot of momentum changes in the second half. There was a punt return for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. That
was an onside kick.
It's been a roller coaster.
Especially the second half.
Yeah, I think the interception and then the 48-yard run, that was the final nail in the coffin.
1:36 to go in the game.
Two timeouts for Dewey.
Timmons in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right. Timmons throws. Pass caught by Jonathan Fleck. Now hook and lateral.
He dropped it.
And the ball is loose. Claremore Sequoia picks it up. Blackman caught the pass, and he tried to hook and lateral to Hunter Brewer. And another turnover there by Dewey. And so Claremore Sequoia will take over, and that will probably do it, fans.
And so on his 40th carry of the night, Hunter will get tagged with the fumble. And that's all she wrote. Back-to-back turnovers, and it's going to be knee-taking time and go to the house and regroup for next week against Sperry. That's, you know, got to take your hat off to Matt Hagebush and his staff.
Oh, absolutely.
Crew. They did
absolutely.
A great job.
Absolutely.
Well prepared to play tonight.
Shotgun formation for Diaz, who's had a huge night tonight for the Eagles. And it's going to be a handoff to Johnny Pryor. He'll run to the middle, to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Claremore Sequoia. He ran to the right side, and nobody was even near him. Johnny Pryor, his first rushing touchdown of the night. This time a 42-yarder. And it's now 61-41, Claremore Sequoia.
Well, I think, like me, the Dogger defense thought they'd maybe take a knee and call it good, but apparently not.
Here's Reese Robinette to attempt the extra point. It's up and good.
Extra point is good.
So, with 1:20 to go in the game, this game not over yet. 62-41 favor of Claremore Sequoia. Matter of fact, after three quarters, I want to see here. It was was tied at 34, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it was tied at 34. And it's been an 18. No.
Yeah, 34.
Actually, it's been a 28-7 run.
Jeez.
In this fourth quarter by Claremore Sequoia. This fourth quarter.
Yeah, and the turnovers have just killed them.
Two turnovers that led into points. A punt return. And now I'm breathless. I'm more stunned.
Breathless Mahoney. Well, I think all the air has gone out of the stadium here at Dogger Field.
Well, there's a lot of noise on the other side of the field at Claremore Sequoia. Here's a kick.
Hey, there's one inbound.
Oh, wait a minute. It's going to be returned at the 20.
Brendan Timmons.
The 25. No, it's not. Yeah, it is Brendan Timmons, and he'll cross to the 30-yard line. And Doggers will take it over, first and 10 from their own 30, with 1:15 to go in the game. 62-41, favor of Claremore Sequoia, and that's 62 points, the most that Dewey has given up, second most they have given up since their week zero loss at Adair. It was 76-36 the final. Handoff. Actually, it'll be Cole Hawkins with the ball carrier and dances to the 30 to the 32-yard line. Clock rolling now with 1 minute to go. And for the Doggers, you're just going to have to forget about this one and now focus on Sperry.
Chase Rivard still sitting with his head down on the bench. I hope he's all right for next week.
Handoff is to Hawkins. Breaks one tackle to the 35, down to the 36-yard line. Gain of four, makes it third and four. Clock running with 35 seconds to go in the game.
Well, it's going to be a tough one for the Dogger bunch to take tonight. They played their hearts out.
Hand off, Hawkins again.
Face mask.
And going to have a late flag on the play. He's just trying to run to the left. And down to 35, now he's hurt.
Personal foul, face mask against Sequoia.
Clint Hallett just told me that last touchdown gives Sequoia the max 15 district points, which also can come into play here in case of tiebreakers. That's going to be a personal foul, face mask against Claremore Sequoia. Okay, keep that in mind too, buddy. We've not talked about that because they were only a point behind Sperry in the point standings.
Yeah, I think that's going to change.
Yeah. So first and 10 and the 50-yard line. I think that's what they were trying to do, is trying to get more points on the board. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, and I don't think Dewey's going to snap this ball. It's going to be a final. Claremore Sequoia beats Dewey 62-41. 62-41. Claremore Sequoia beats Dewey on senior night. We'll come back. We'll wrap this broadcast up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.